Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, and today we're taking a look at the minor prophets of the Old Testament and asking God to speak to us through His Word. Thanks for joining us.
Welcome to Day 39 of the Minor Prophets. We're continuing our study today in Zephaniah with a devotion titled, The Wages of Pride. Richard Baxter once said, "Self is the most treacherous enemy and the most insinuating deceiver in the world. Of all other vices, it is both the hardest to find out and the hardest to cure." Our text for today is from Zephaniah chapter 2, verses 8 through 15, and I will be reading from the New Living Translation. "I have heard the taunts of the Moabites and the insults of the Ammonites, mocking my people and invading their borders. Now, as surely as I live, says the Lord of heaven's armies, the God of Israel, Moab and Ammon will be destroyed. Destroyed as completely as Sodom and Gomorrah. Their land will become a place of stinging nettles, salt pits, and eternal desolation. The remnant of my people will plunder them and take their land. They will receive the wages for their pride, for they have scoffed at the people of the Lord of heaven's armies. The Lord will terrify them as he destroys all the gods in the land. Then nations around the world will worship the Lord, each in their own land. You Ethiopians will also be slaughtered by my sword, says the Lord. And the Lord will strike the lands of the north with his fist, destroying the land of Assyria. He will make its great capital, Nineveh, a desolate wasteland, parched like a desert. The proud city will become a pasture for flocks and herds, and all sorts of wild animals will settle there. The desert owl and screech owl will roost on its ruined columns, their calls echoing through the gaping windows. Rubble will block all the doorways, and the cedar paneling will be exposed to the weather. This is the boisterous city, once so secure. I am the greatest, it boasted. No other city can compare with me. But now, look how it has become an utter ruin, a haven for wild animals. Everyone passing by will laugh in derision and shake a defiant fist." Zephaniah chapter 2 contains a word of judgment against Judah and the surrounding nations. Chapter 1 centered on the impending destruction of God's people for their idolatry and wicked leaders. In chapter 2, the prophecy of doom turns to the enemies of Judah, beginning with the Philistines. And that's chapter 2, verses 4 through 7. Today's scripture contains three more nations against whom God's judgment is directed: Moab and Ammon, that's verses 8 through 11, Ethiopia, verse 12, and Assyria, along with the lands of the north in verses 13 through 15. Moab and Ammon continually plagued the eastern side of Judah. God brought severe judgment upon them because they were a constant thorn in Judah's side. Ironically, the nations that arose through the escape from Sodom and Gomorrah would themselves become like Sodom and Gomorrah. Zephaniah chapter 2, verse 10 states that these nations will receive the wages for their pride. In their prideful arrogance, they had mocked God's people. God's word has much to say about how God treats those with pride. Proverbs chapter 29, verse 23 reads, "One's pride will bring him low, but he who is lowly in spirit will obtain honor." Matthew 23, verse 12 says, "Whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and whoever humbles himself will be exalted." And James chapter 4, verse 6 says, "Therefore it says, God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble." Pride has costly consequences. The wages of sin are death, and the wages of pride are destruction. One day, God will humble the haughty and punish the prideful. Those who think too highly of themselves will experience the fear of the Lord. Zephaniah's prophecy then turns south toward Ethiopia and declares that they will be slaughtered by the sword. That's in verse 12. Next, the prophet of the Lord moves north to Assyria and confirms it will be overthrown. Notice again, pride is the cause and destruction is the consequence. In verse 14, Assyria is called a proud city. Observe the words boisterous and boasted in verse 15. The city that bragged about its might would be rendered powerless by Almighty God. Others would soon laugh at those who mocked God. Those who shook their fists in the face of God would be brought so low that those they oppressed would one day shake their fist at the once arrogant city. Today's scripture warns us of the dangers of pride that lurk just beneath the surface. A humble heart gains a great view of God on His throne. A prideful heart seeks to dethrone God by placing itself on the throne. And our God will not be dethroned or dishonored. Some questions to consider. Why is it significant that in Zephaniah chapter 2, pride is repeatedly mentioned as the cause for God's judgment? In what subtle ways does pride enter your heart? What has pride cost you in your spiritual journey? And finally, how can you stay humble in your walk with the Lord? Thank you for joining us. Have a great day.